This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Saturday was November the 4th. I cannot tell you how many emails I got about November the 4th. I was really sort of wanting to see how this was going to work out. This was supposed to be the beginning of the mass protests against President Donald Trump that every day would put tens of thousands of people into the streets and create a political crisis in the country. To remove the president from office, according to a spokeshole for the Marxist group Refuse Fascism. That's what he told the Washington Post. What promised to launch an Antifa apocalypse for America proved instead not so much as a bang, but more like a whimper. Only a handful of the usual radicals showed up in a few liberal cities to carry signs supplied by the Revolutionary Communist Party, which idolizes the Marxist totalitarianism of Mao Zedong. Even New York City mobilized by a full-page New York Times ad on November 1st. Photos appeared to be only a meager menagerie of protesters huddled together on a street in a city where large, boisterous left-wing rallies are commonplace. It has become so... In New York, protests are considered to be like a mixer because you can go out and meet, you know, you can go out and meet people and date them. You just have to have, you know, if you get one sign that's like shame, you can go to every protest and you meet new people. That's what it is in protest. One anonymous wit posted on the internet the top reasons for the low protest turnout on November the 4th. Like, mom said I had to be home before dinner. My unicorn is sick. The pepper spray still burns from the last time. Mom threw out my ISIS mask. I didn't have any clean Hello Kitty panties to wear. Protesting is too much like work. And I'm still waiting for Soros to pay me for the last protest. I was wondering why November the 4th. See, I'm not that much of a student of certain things. There's some things I've never seen. So, like, one movie I've never seen is V for Vendetta. This weekend was the closest thing to having a Guy Fawkes night. The November 5th annual English remembrance of the radicals' 1605 failed gunpowder plot to blow up the British Parliament. The movie V for Vendetta was released exactly 400 years later in 2005 by the same guys that brought us The Matrix. It depicts a future rebel in a Guy Fawkes mask who succeeds in bombing Parliament, thus inspires a popular uprising that overthrows a British neo-fascist government. Such are the common fantasies of the Refuse Fascism, the Revolutionary Communist Party, the Antifa, the other postmodern radical reactionary Marxist groups. Now, one thing I can tell you, there's nowhere out here in the United States where a mass shooting isn't possible. The shooting in small town Sutherland Springs, I mean, that was like 1/12 of the population that got shot and killed. That proves that, and it's clear something needs to be done to help stop similar attacks from happening. But the path forward continues to be a major source of contention between those who want to expand government's power in our lives and those who oppose these assaults on our freedoms. Lawmakers and pundits on the left have already started to call for increased gun control laws that would strip us, who did nothing, law-abiding people, of their Second Amendment rights in the name of protecting innocent Americans. But you know what Ben Franklin said, I don't need to repeat it. No matter what progressives say, though, The data clearly shows that having stricter gun laws doesn't prevent violent crime. If it did, then the states with the lax gun laws should have high violent crime rates compared to states with stricter gun laws but similar demographics. That's not the case. For instance, the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, a group that advocates for gun control, gave in a recent gun control report card F grades to 5 of the 6 states with the lowest homicide rates. The 6th state, New Hampshire, received a D grade. If these states' gun laws are so dangerous, why are the homicide rates so low? Strict gun laws don't prevent mass shootings either. Statistician Leah Labresco pointed out in a Washington Post op-ed published earlier in 2017 that the data shows Australia and the United Kingdom have not experienced fewer mass shootings, despite having recently restricted gun ownership using laws that would be considered extremely controversial here. She wrote, I researched the strictly tightened gun laws in Britain and Australia and concluded they didn't prove much about what America's policy should be. Neither nation experienced drops in mass shootings or other gun-related crime that could be attributed to their buybacks and bans. Most importantly, the gun control laws restrict me and you in our day-to-day. We're not breaking the law. We don't break the law. Why should we be penalized for not breaking the law? If reducing gun violence is a good excuse for limiting gun rights, then why not enact another prohibition to stop alcohol-related deaths? Why not enact a prohibition to outlaw suicide, which makes up 2/3 of all gun deaths in the United States annually? Why don't we just make one of them their laws? Why not ban most knives to stop stabbings? According to the FBI, more than 1,600 people were murdered by knives in 2016 alone. The potential limits on liberty would be endless. And with that said, if the people of the United States want to tackle the nation's growing mass shooting crisis, they can. But it will require making a few fundamental changes to the way we think about safety. That means that you have to take your safety into your own hands. That doesn't mean that the standards for purchasing guns should be lower, but it does mean that more responsible people should take guns, get in a gun course, learn how to protect their neighbors effectively and safely. One thing that if you've ever listened to me enough, you know that I pointed this out with Rob Morris, I've talked to, you know, Yeager, Steve Fisher, Tatiana Whitlock, I pointed this out to all of them. Gunfighters don't ever get into gunfights. Gunfighters are looking for gunfights. And then if they see a gunfight beginning to materialize in front of them, they go the other way. Hence, they do not get into the gunfight. The best gunfight is the one you can miss. We've got to take, communities, organizations, events. We had a grocery store chain called Lidl that did a grand opening, just full of people. Full of people. I was carrying a gun in the middle of it. They didn't have a sign up saying I couldn't, so I did. All of these things, all of these targets might be targeted by murderers, including churches. And all of these places have got to start taking security more seriously. They've got to, and when possible, you should hire security. When that's not feasible, certain individuals, ideally armed Americans, should act as volunteers. The two measures could be in schools, but we found out that volunteers and law enforcement professionals is the best mix. Now, if there's 3 million defensive gun uses per year and only 97% of the time we pull the trigger, how is that not good? How are we not good at what we do? State lawmakers should pass laws enhancing the punishments, including financial penalties, applied to those who knowingly sell firearms to people who are prohibited from purchasing those guns. And rather than try to legislate guns out of existence, which is impossible, it's just not possible, responsible Americans should take security into their own hands, and organizations that can afford to pay for professional security should do so. Stopping gun violence means being in the mix, being responsible. A responsible citizenry is the answer. Not government-imposed mandates. Write it down. Point it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load, and the computer freezes up again. Goodness gracious, I don't even know what's going on with that. I just tried to disengage two out of three things, and nothing's working. Okay. No matter. We have long called the GOP the stupid party, and they deserve the nickname. But what is the right family-friendly adjective for the Democrat Party? The moronic party? The mind-bogglingly nuts party? What moniker best reflects a party that you dare not trust with power. I mean, these people are to governing what Kevin Spacey is to babysitting. Just look at their governor's race in the Commonwealth of Virginia, to the extent that it's a race and not one of those weird pilgrimages where the marchers flog themselves every step of the way. Not that they don't deserve flogging, and it's only a matter of time before that perversion comes out in the context of some high visibility Hillary supporter pervert in Hollywood or the media. But what's happening in Virginia is pretty pathetic, even for them. And that's what makes it all the more delicious. This Ralph Northam guy, hi, I'm Governor Ralph, ought to be winning by a mile, or for the wussy metric system-loving Democrats, 1.6 kilometers. Virginia is a purple state, meaning it's growing dumber and more parasitical, at least in the northern part next to Washington, where it is infested with the government parasites of both the Democrat and the oh-well-I-never-Republican Trumpophobe varieties. Northam should be the perfect fake moderate candidate that Dems like to run in such places. He has the kind of generic face a politician needs. You won't notice him or remember him. He makes sure that he mentions he did a hit in the Army because, as a Democrat who doesn't hold our military in contempt, is unusual as part of his fake moderate pose. Of course, the guy who let Bo Bergdahl walk was also in the Army. His opponent, Ed Gillespie, is a Republican of the sort who was initially baffled and scared by Trump and alarmed at the people that Trump motivated. You know, those normal people. But he has adapted, and he's suddenly found that despite what the likes of Jeb exclamation point think normal voters oppose stuff like illegal alien gang members murdering American citizens. Gillespie slammed Northam over the youthful dreamers of MS-13, and that's when the fund began. So the Latino Victory Fund, that was totally, completely, absolutely not in any way affiliated with Northam's campaign, started running this ad where some white cisgender guy in a pickup with a Don't Tread on Me plate and a Gillespie bumper sticker starts running or trying to run over little Latin and Muslim kids. We know the Muslim kid is a Muslim because the Latin Victory Fund consulted the Big Book of Stereotypes and stuck a scarf on her head, since all Muslims do that, or something. Basically, the point of this ad is that if you're a white cisgender male who likes America, you want to run down little Latin and Muslim kids because that's totally something that happens. But it isn't anything that ever happens, really. In fact, what happens is guys like the one driving that truck go to foreign countries in uniform and protect Muslims, often from other Muslims. But those kind of facts are racist or something. I don't know. What also recently happened was an illegal alien ran over a Muslim girl in Virginia. And that kind of messes up the whole narrative. Then when the Muslim Schumer Visa Lottery Immigrant Refugees Welcome winner in New York ran over a bunch of people in a pickup truck, including five Argentines. So, you know, current events made that ad a bit of awkward, you know. So even the leftist media interrupted its regularly scheduled cheerleading for Virginia Democrats by tepidly, and with lots of whataboutism, which is okay again, apparently, musing that, yeah, maybe this ad is not a great idea. Make no mistake, that ad was exactly in line with mainstream Democrat thinking, to the extent that Democrat thinking is even a thing. Earlier this week, or that week, a Democrat honchette, wait a minute, I shouldn't say that because I'm assuming their gender, she might be a guy. Somebody sent out a memo saying straight cisgender white males need not apply for DNC jobs. But don't worry, discriminating on the basis of race isn't racist because of all that privileged guys and pickup trucks wield in our society. By the way, the DNC's No Dogs or Irishmen or any other people whose ancestors came from Europe memo was assigned by one Madeline leader whose signature block hopefully and hilariously included their preferred pronouns, they, them, theirs. That's the way you expand the Democratic base, right? Well, at least Northam's campaign had nothing to do with the creeps behind that ad. That was close because Northam's campaign totally had nothing to do with Latino Victory Fund, right? Well, basically, Northam lied about Virginians and lied about lying about Virginians and then got caught lying. It makes me think that he's being advised by a manager who works out of a van down by the river. Or is his campaign manager merely aspiring someday to have a van he can live in down by the river? But it gets better. When he tried to lie about opposing sanctuary cities, he said he does, though he totally doesn't. Some other bunch of leftists called him a racist and cut ties with him. The blue-on-blue conflict is it's glorious. The sanctuary city shuffle is going to be gold for the GOP in 2018. And here's a tip. If you're a Democrat south of the Mason-Dixon line, it really never pays to get anywhere near issues involving the nullification of federal laws. That's just not a good look for the party of the confessor. You know, you're looking like the party of the Confederacy when you do that. So now the race has gone from a Northam lead to Gillespie tied or slightly ahead. Conservative voters in Virginia overperform when they go to the polls. And Gillespie might just take it. And if he pulls off the upset, the howls of liberal agony are going to reach a glorious crescendo. And I hope there's some guy out there with a good video camera getting plenty of video of the shattered Northam volunteers, all teary-eyed and broken by the will of the normals. That'll make a nice supplement to the YouTube memories of November the 8th, 2016. But what did we learn? Well, we've learned that maybe it's a bad idea to accuse members of the group making up 70% of the population of being psychotic child murderers. But have they actually learned that? No. They don't want to learn that, so they won't. But they should. Here's a strategy idea. Just spitballing, but maybe it's better not to alienate the majority of voters in order to cater to who? Who buys these magic beans? The gyno hat-wearing nitwits from Fairfax County who think that everyone outside the Beltway is a couple swigs of home-brewed corn a lick away from molesting unwary canoeists? When Trump remains popular among those he was always popular with, these folks might not have been super primed to go out and pull the lever for Gillespie in light of his ties to the establishment, but they're energized and woke. The GOP does deserve to get destroyed in 2018, but they won't. Because the alternative is so stark, raving dumb. So congratulations, Democrats. You are the stupider, crazier party. At least you got that going for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Coming from the desk of Dean Weingarten, we look at the state of concealed carry in churches today. Now, according to ConcealedCarry.com, there are two states that ban concealed carry in churches, Nebraska and Louisiana. Nebraska allows a church to authorize an armed security team if the team members have carry permits and if written notice is given to church members. Louisiana law is similar but requires an extra 8 hours of training every year. Seven states and D.C. that require the permission of a church leader to conceal carry firearms in church. 41 states where carry in churches is treated the same as any other private property. Of the 41 states that treat churches the same as other private property, eight are may-issue states where the permit-issuing authority can deny the exercise of the Second Amendment. For almost any reason. These states are California, Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island. Within these states, the issuance of permits ranges from almost none in Hawaii and New Jersey to fairly large numbers as in upstate New York and Massachusetts. There are 13 states that do not require a permit to carry concealed. They are Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Vermont, Wyoming, and West Virginia. Open carry is legal in most states. Only five states prohibit the open carry of holstered handguns in most public places. These states are California, Florida, Illinois, New York, and South Carolina. Yay. 26 states do not infringe on the right to openly carry firearms. Six states infringe on open carry in a few specific areas. Pennsylvania requires a permit for Philadelphia. Colorado requires a permit for Denver, and Iowa requires a permit inside city limits. The other three states allow localities to pass restrictions on open carry without a permit. 13 states require a permit for open carry. Most people that carry in church are going to carry concealed. Nobody wants to go into church with some guy with a top tactical drop leg holster on his thigh. Now, that is not to say that people don't carry in the open in church. A lot of the people that do carry in, you know, open carry are on church security details. And There are concealed carries as well, but they're harder to count. People switch between open and concealed carry as is convenient in these real states where freedom reigns, not like mine. In the early colonies, people were sometimes required to be armed in church. In Origins and Development of the Second Amendment, there's a reference to colonial requirements to carry guns in church for the Virginia laws of arm bearing. All men that are fitting to bear arms shall bring their pieces to the church. The law dated to 1631, and David Hardy found it in the 1823 work by William Henning, Statutes at Large being a collection of all the laws of Virginia. Back then, it was dangerous to be in Virginia. Church attendees today are not attacked with the frequency they were in the 1630s in Virginia. The United States today has a population tens of thousands of times greater than all the colonies in 1631. And it seems like we're being attacked at a greater frequency because each attack is trumpeted over the entire nation. And our communication system is so good that everyone hears of every attack almost immediately. Let's look at the demographic of people that go to church, though. Those are some very responsible people. It just sort of makes sense that those with knowledge of guns would carry at church. With the recent attacks on people going to church, expect to see that rise in these states besides the ones that are May issue. One of my big issues when I came back into shooting after the heart attack was I was hitting so low and to the left, it was bad. I mean, it was horrible. And it was because of what I was trying to do, and there was a lot of disconnects going on. And thankfully, I ran into JT Albrecht, and JT really took me along and allowed me to become a point shooter. Now, I already had the trigger capability. My trigger finger is pretty good. I'm pretty fast with that. But for a gunfight, point shooting is going to win. Now, point shooting is raising the handgun to eye level and looking across the top of it, which is essentially the same way you aim a Claymore mine. You're looking for a disappearance of the slide. You're just looking for a level plane. If you're going to shoot it a longer distance, okay, you can consult the sights. But other popular terms for this defensive shooting method, like hip shooting, instinctive shooting, shooting from retention, they're not really descriptive. Hip shooting is only one type of point shooting. And there's nothing instinctive about shooting a gun. It is a technique that you got to learn. The biggest problem facing the gunfighters of the Old West was that there was no Thunder Ranch or Gunsight Academy to teach them how to do it. The ones who were lucky and quick and able to figure it out were the survivors. The rest just became a slightly perforated footnote to history. Schools that taught somebody how to fight with a handgun didn't come along until the early 20th century. Probably the first of these was training with William Fairburn, instigated for the Shanghai police. Fairburn taught his men to crouch and extend their shooting arm towards the threat, looking over the top of the gun. If a threat appeared from any other direction, the shooter moved his whole body to engage the new target, aiming with the whole body. Point shooting is actually like in the 80s, when we would shoot with our protective mask on or in the dark. We would try to put our head over the buttstock and be looking down the length of the rifle. In the 80s, we didn't have optics. We didn't. Night vision was not. We had it, without a doubt. We had it, but it wasn't like it is today where everybody's got their own night vision set. It was a little more rare back then. So this one technique of using the whole weapon as your aim was a way to go. After Fairburn, there was D.A. Jelly Bryce, who was an Oklahoma lawman who became an FBI agent in the 30s. He was good with a handgun and been in several gunfights. Then there was World War II combat marine Bill Jordan. Remember that guy? He preferred to stand erect and to move only his shoulder and arm when making his draw. He fired his shot as soon as the gun barrel cleared the holster for close-range threats, but he would push the gun further out when the target was further from him. and he was quick. So point shooting is really the way to go in self-defense, in my opinion. If you're quick, see, here's the thing about point shooting for me with my eyesight, which is failing. I'm getting old. Older. One day, you know, I will eventually get to the point where I can't go around without my glasses on. I go about half and half now. But at some point, I'm going to have to wear them all the time. Then maybe I'll look at it again, but unless you got really good eyes, or the other thing that you can adapt, or whichever way you want to go, the RMR, of course, the red dot optic on your gun. It doesn't have to be by Trijicon. I recommend the Trijicon one because you can hammer a nail into a board with it. But that also is a quick way to acquire a target, but just as good as point shooting. However, you don't have to cut your gun and mill your gun to do point shooting. Point shooting is going to work whether you're young and have good eyesight or old and have failing eyesight. It doesn't matter. Point shooting is going to work. Point shooting is quicker. It's easier. When you're doing the draw from the holster and you're coming up, the point shooting from the hip nowadays with brass and, you know, all these other things, that needs to be sort of at an angle, but it's instinctive. It's the way to go. My opinion, my two cents. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. Most people don't realize how knowledgeable a crook is. They don't know, especially the kind that attack people. They become students of studying body language. While it's not formal, trust me, they understand it very thoroughly. They can understand when someone looks at them and doesn't show fear or apprehension. And they also know that the person who looks at them and makes eye contact will probably make a good witness for the police, too. Simply put, most crooks and criminals are cowards and don't want to take a chance of getting hurt. Now, in the past, I've talked about you studying articles and books and even taking some classes on body language. In true, it will help you identify people who are up to no good even before any words are spoken or weapons drawn. But very few people give any thought to the type of body language that they are putting off. When we walk down the street with our head down, not making eye contact with anyone, you look like easy prey. It's only worse when you have your face stuck in your mobile phone. When you encounter a potentially dangerous situation, do you look like you're preparing to fight or do you look like you're preparing to take flight? Or maybe just collapse? People frequently encounter possible threats when there is yet, you know, there hasn't been a reason yet to draw the defensive firearm, but there's nothing wrong with getting into an athletic stance and making direct eye contact and putting a sound of authority in your voice. When you have to speak to a potential threat, do it with short sentences backed by the sound of strong confidence. You're not there to make a really good speech now. You're not trying you're not trying to make anything profound. If you establish an authoritative body language, you're telling the possible threat that it really won't be a good idea to try anything. And I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that you have to or should go around trying to look like Wyatt Earp. I think you should be like Kwai Chang Kane, very pleasant to those out there around you whenever possible. But when your senses tell you trouble is about to happen, then you can go from yellow to orange in the Cooper color code. And you should look and act like you can take care of business. You are specifically not challenging the crook to try something, but your body language is telling him that jumping on you might be a really big mistake. That should be, resoundingly apparent to him or anyone. Looking back at the fourth, there was two outcomes of that I saw possibly coming out of it. Now, I was talking about rhetoric coming out at a fever pitch. Some took this to mean that conservatives share equal responsibility or blame for the heated rhetoric. Not the case. Never the case. It was not the case. I didn't think it was the case. The left are instigating both rhetoric and physical violence, but we, on response to this instigation, have been increasing the tenor and tone of our rhetoric and response. I've been getting really bad about it. Good, bad, or indifferent, this is a truism. Anyone who looks at what I say to mean that we share equal blame for rhetoric, my apologies. Now, as far as not playing their game or surrendering to their action, for me, that was never the case either. I believe we are in a war. Now, we're in a war specifically at this particular moment. Okay. Are you there, Jason? I'm getting told in the chat room that the audio stream just dropped. I guess not. Anyway, we are significantly more armed than these people. But we have to be cautious not to allow the left to make hay of our missteps, because they dominate the media and they will frame any and all events to serve their narrative. Of course, that doesn't mean nothing. Their narrative is now a little more transparent nowadays. But Sun Tzu wrote, "It is said that if you know your enemies and know yourself, you will not be imperiled in 100 battles. And if you do not know your enemies but do know yourself, you will win one and lose one. And if you do not know your enemies nor yourself, you will be imperiled in every single battle. One win, one loss." There were two battles that played out this past summer in two very different outcomes, Berkeley and Charlottesville. With Berkeley, in response to the Peace March prayer vigil, Antifa goons swarmed the campus and beat up innocent marchers. The event was universally decried with scorn from Democrat politicians lasting about a week. That was a win for the good guys. Charlottesville, you had the left showing up to run the white extremists and the left showing up with the Antifa, at least to the people... At least to the people that saw this, they were saying, well, you know, this is the white supremacists or the alt-right. They were run by a guy who was with Occupy. So, anyway, that was considered a loss. Now, in the future... See, I think Antifa has already exposed themselves as the terrorist goon squad that they are. And anytime we have something like November the 4th coming up, my problem, my anxiety was that they didn't use that event as a ruse to get one or more of us to overreact. See, the guys in charge, the main bean counters of all of this, are not afraid of sacrificing some of their own people for this. Especially if it crafts a narrative that serves their ends. So we're in a war and we're fighting on two fronts, radical leftism and the media. And they are wily. Make no mistake. They are plenty wily enough to warrant us proceeding. Not necessarily cautiously. We don't have to be cautious, but we do have to be strategic. We do have to be aware of what we're doing. That part goes without saying. Back to talking about body language. I think it would all behoove you to do like Sifu Jason Carroll said here on the show. Go to a martial arts class, learn one punch and one kick. Because that's all it's going to... You're going to have to create a distance for you to get... And you want to keep your gun side away from them. Because they can stop you from drawing the gun just by grabbing your hand as you reach for your gun. Then what? You've given away the position of the gun. They've got you to where you can't draw the gun. You've got to make a way to draw the gun. I think everybody that would go take a martial arts class or some martial art and learn something a little bit about that would actually be doing themselves a gigantic service as far as all that goes, simply because they will learn about posturing. They will learn about which, you know, strong side, weak side. They'll learn all of those things that are necessary and needed all the time. And listen, I'm having all kinds of computer issues here. If I can't get this to resolve, if we come back and it sounds like you've heard this before, it may be because we're putting something that's already in the can there, because I'm having all kinds of trouble just maintaining the show. And I don't know what is causing this, but we'll see what we come out with in the interim as we get ready to go into hour number three. I think we'll be here. We'll figure out something. I don't know what it's going to be, but nothing's working on my end. But when we get back, I'm also going to talk about the armor that I plan to give away to you. That's all coming up in hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.